Now, the rest of the story. Young Tom and his best friend Ben worked together, same job, same office. Bear in mind that part of their being best friends as you eavesdrop on their conversation, particularly the part where Ben says, Tom, your life is going nowhere. And the next part where Tom says, my life is going nowhere, what about your life? And Ben answers, I got nothing against selling real estate. I'll probably be selling houses the rest of my life. But you, and he points a finger at Tom, he says, you have got what it takes to make a big noise in the world. Why, you could even become a lawyer if you wanted to. But Tom arches an eyebrow. I've got what, a high school diploma? A couple of course credits from Orange Coast College? Yeah, a big lawyer I'd be. But Ben hates it when his friend sells himself short. So he says to Tom, tell you what, you really ought to be in law school, so if you'll go to law school, I'll go too. Well, Tom laughs a little, glances away, but Ben repeats dead seriously, I'll go if you go. It's the kind of challenge Tom has never been able to resist, a hold-your-breath contest with a pal. So he answers, you're on. And they both enrolled in Western State University College of Law. They both began taking classes, but it quickly became apparent that Ben the Challenger was the more studious of the two. In fact, as they drove to school each day, Ben routinely had to brief Tom on the previous night's homework. But guess what happened then? Ben dropped out. Ben offered some excuse or other. But basically, he had accomplished what he had set out to do, which was to encourage Tom to embark on a better education. So Ben went back east, got a job with an energy company in Urban Kentucky, while Tom stayed in law school in California, got good grades, and graduated. And what do you know? Passed the demanding bar exam on his very first try. By the time Ben returned to the West Coast, Tom had his own thriving law practice. In fact, he was so successful that he sometimes found himself working 80-hour weeks. So Tom went to Ben again, and he said, look, you got me into this. I need you to go back to law school and get certified and come out here and help me. And Ben said he would. It took him 4 years of schooling, 14 attempts to pass the bar. But he made it, and that's how he and Tom became lawyers a few years back. Of course, every once in a while, they'd reminisce about the old days, when as co-owners of a real estate company franchise, they dared each other to fly higher. Did I mention the best friends Ben and Tom? Ben Roll and Thomas Roll were also father and son and one thing more. When Ben finally passed his bar exam, after 14 tries, that was in what, May 1997, Benjamin Roll was 74, made him California's oldest ever beginner counselor of law. And now you know the rest of the story.